Welcome back to the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. Week 16 is here. We're almost done deciding who is going to the Fantasy Football Championships and who is out. I'm Mike Randall. Follow me on X at Randall Randon. As always, join us. If you have not, what are you doing? FTNFantasy.com, your one-stop shop, your true sports companion for daily fantasy DFS betting, anything you would want. Use that promo code HOLIDAYEDGE to get up to a 15% off discount for all of our annual packages. We have college basketball, baseball's already out, Vlad Sedler's preview's already out and ready to go. You want to join us here. And don't forget, if you are eliminated from the fantasy football playoffs or you just want some playoff action here in the NFL, go to Underdog Fantasy, use the promo code FTN, get up to a $1,000 match bonus. You can get into those best ball playoff matchups, which are fantastic. I'm in so many already. The Mitten, I'm drafting a Mitten right after this. Got to go there, promo code FTN. You're not going to be disappointed. As always, week 16, let's get after it. The recap, 20 minutes and under, here we go. Thursday night game, big comeback for the Chargers. They were down early to the Broncos, but they win 34-27. Justin Herbert, 284, 2-1. Ran for 28 yards on the ground, made some incredible passes here despite the limited weapons he has with the Chargers. Ladd McConkey led the way, 6 for 87. Josh Palmer, 3 for 41. Hassan Haskins, late out of the backfield, caught a pass. He went 239 and a score. Stone Smart, 3 for 37. Darius Davis caught that incredible pass from Justin Herbert, 2 for 31 and a touchdown on the ground. Gus Edwards struggled for most of the game but ripped off a big 43-yard run late. 14 carries, 68 yards, and two touchdowns. For the Broncos, Bo Nix did very well. 263, two touchdowns, ran for 25 yards on the ground. Audric Estime got the early touchdown on the opening drive, 948 and one. The receivers, the Chargers, did a good job holding him down. Marvin Mims, 3 for 62. Cortland Sutton, 5 for 50. Javonte Williams, not much on the ground, only 24 yards, but 7 receptions on 11 targets against that zone defense of the Chargers for 29 yards. Touchdowns went to Devon Velley and Michael Burton. Chargers, 34. Broncos, 27. Chargers now 9-6. Broncos now 9-6. Both still alive in the playoff hunt, but have not clinched yet. Two games on Saturday. First one, Chiefs, 27. Texans, 19. Patrick Mahomes, 260 and 1. Kareem Hunt. This was interesting. Kareem Hunt getting more carries and more goal line carries than Isaiah Pacheco. Kareem Hunt, 11 for 55 and 1. Mahomes, 5 for 33, ran one in. Pacheco, 9 for 26. So they're bringing him along slowly. Xavier Worthy, 765 and caught a touchdown. Samaje Perine, 3 for 50. Hollywood Brown, this is noteworthy if you want to look for a waiver claim this week. Hollywood Brown, 8 targets, 5 for 45. Eight targets there his first game back, so obviously he's going to be an integral part of the offense. DeAndre Hopkins, 4 for 37. On the other side, C.J. Stroud, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 244 yards. The sad part, Tank Dell, 6 for 98 and 1, and on the touchdown catch, actually, it looks like broke his leg. It was brutal. They did not show it over and over again. They stopped. He got carted off. He is obviously out for the year again. Another devastating leg injury like he had last year, and it was on a touchdown catch. Nico Collins, 7 for 60. Dalton Schultz, 5 for 45 and 1. He's starting to play well. Joe Mixon struggled against the Chiefs. Tough run defense. 14 carries, 57 yards. Only one catch of 14 yards. Chiefs now 14-1. They go to Pittsburgh this week on Christmas. And Texans, 9-6. And the second game on Saturday, Ravens 34, Steelers 17, but I'll tell you right now, this game was a lot closer than that. Ravens, Lamar Jackson, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 207 passing yards. Derrick Henry, 24, 162, including a 44-yard run. Sounds worse than it was because the Steelers were very much in this game, but they had a couple really bad turnovers, one deep as they're going in for a touchdown by Russell Wilson on a run. Zay Flowers, 5 for 100. He was great. Mark Andrews, 437 and 1. Isaiah Likely, 329 and 1. So the double tight end worked. Rashad Bateman, only one catch, but it was for a touchdown. So your touchdowns went to Andrews, Likely, and Bateman. Justice Hill had a great game going, but he got concussed. He was knocked out. I believe it was the second quarter, early in the second quarter. He looked really good, though. So hopefully he's okay and can come back for the playoffs. For Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson, 217, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Jalen Warren, much better than Najee Harris. Najee Harris is going to struggle as a plotter against this Ravens defense. Warren was more elusive, 48 rushing yards, also had 5 catches, 44 yards. Without George Pickens, his team struggled, 4 for 65. Like I said, Russ had the interception. He also had the fumble. But if George Pickens is on the field, the Steelers can win this game. Don't be swayed by the score. The score here was 24-17 going in the fourth quarter. They were right there despite Derrick Henry having a massive game, which I don't think would happen again against the Steelers' run defense. But Ravens do get the win, 34-17. They're now tied with the Steelers atop the AFC North, both teams 10-5. Now to the Sunday games, Falcons. In Michael Penix's first start, blow out the Giants, who are abysmal, 34-7. Giants now 2-13, Falcons 8-7. Penix, 18 of 27, 202, one interception, nothing much on the ground. Bijan Robinson, they ran the ball very well. 38 times Falcons ran the ball. 22 carries, 94 yards, two touchdowns. Tyler Allgeier, 11 for 22. Darnell Mooney led the way through the air, 5 for 82. Drake London, 5 for 59. That was pretty much it. On the other side, Drew Lock, 210 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, and one lost fumble. Tyrone Tracy, 7 for 26, but went 4 for 43 and a touchdown in the air. Malik Nabers, 14 targets. Wandell Robinson, 12 targets. Pretty much identical stat line. 7 for 68 for Nabers, 7 for 62 for Robinson. Falcons win 34-7 over the Giants. Falcons still alive here in the playoffs and for the division. Giants looking at the number one overall pick. Popular upset that people thought was possible didn't happen. Lions roll at the Bears 34-17. Lions now 13-2. Bears 4-11. Jared Goff 336 and three touchdowns. Boy, out in the cold, huh? Remember, I'm old enough to remember when Jared Goff couldn't pass outdoors. Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery's out, so Jahmyr Gibbs is going to roll 23-109 and one on the ground, 445 through the air. Jameson Williams caught an 82-yard bomb. He was 5-143-1. Amara does what Amara does, 6-70-1. Sam Laporta also very quietly having a very nice end of the fantasy season, 4-43-1. Caleb Williams, 334-2. He was able to pass late and get those stats. Caleb Williams, 6-34 on the ground. Lions shut down DeAndre Swift, only 9-20 through the air, 3-33. So not much for Swift. He's a popular DFS play. Keenan Allen, 9-141-1, and actually had the longest touchdown reception of his career, 45 yards. Roma Dunze, 4-77. DJ Moore, 7-68. Cole Kmet, 2-9, but he caught a touchdown. Bears get trounced by the Lions, 34-17. Bears, 4-11. Lions, 13-2, still have number one seed in the NFC. Bengals versus a beat-up Browns team. Bengals roll 24-6. Burrow, three touchdown passes, one to Chase, one to Higgins, one to Andre Yosherbas. Jamar Chase, 6-97. T. Higgins, 8-58. Yosherbas, 3-53. They all cut a touchdown. Chase Brown, 91 yards on the ground and only 3-18 through the air. For Cleveland, Dorian Thompson-Robinson tried 157, two interceptions. Deonta Foreman came in. He lost a fumble. Jerome Ford had a nice game, though, for Cleveland, 11-92-1. David Njoku, 8-66. He was targeted a lot, just couldn't get a ton going, but that's a solid line. Ford was 5-39 through the air. Jerry Jeudy back down to earth, only 2-20. Bengals 24, Browns 6. Bengals 7-8, still alive in that playoff hunt. Long shot, but still there. Browns 3-12. Unexpected exciting game of the day. Colts 38, Titans 30. AFC South battle. Anthony Richardson only 7 of 11 through the air. 131, one touchdown, one interception, but 9 carries, 70 yards, and one touchdown on the ground. So that was pretty good. But everything paled in comparison to the great Jonathan Taylor. 218 rushing yards, three touchdowns. Brilliant performance. The limited production in the air, most went to Josh Downs, 3-61-1. A.D. Mitchell, 1-36. Michael Pittman, 2-19. For the Titans, Mason Rudolph started, 2 touchdowns but 3 interceptions. Tony Pollard, 8-35 on the ground. Tajay Spears, 10-27 and 2 touchdowns. So they struggled to run the ball on the ground, but Tajay Spears got 2 touchdowns. Chigo Kongwu led the way through the air, 9-81. Calvin Ridley, 3-78-1, but that was disappointing because he caught a touchdown in the first quarter and then was shut down the rest of the game. Tyler Boiling, 2-20. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, death taxes, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine catching a touchdown, 2-17-1. Colts, 38. Titans, 30. Colts now 7-8. Titans, 3-12. Jets just end the season. Rams, 19. Jets, 9. Matthew Stafford, 14 of 19, 110, one touchdown, one interception. Hard to pass in the Meadowlands there with the cold weather, but Kyron Williams, 23-122-1. He picked it up. Puka Nacua, 8-56. Cooper Kupp, 3-24. That was pretty much it. So everything was done by Kyron Williams on the ground. Aaron Rodgers, 20-42, 256, one touchdown. Sort of a disappointing line. Davante Adams, 7-68-1. Tyler Conklin, 5-59. Garrett Wilson, 6-54, and was complaining after the game about not getting the ball enough. He is probably out of New York this offseason, I would think. Breece Hall, 14-52. That was it. Not much else. Jets fall to 4-11. Rams 9-6. 19-9. Rams beat the Jets and remain in first place in the NFC West. Big comeback. Game of the day in a lot of ways. Commanders come back against the Eagles after being down 21-7 in the first quarter. They beat the Eagles 36-33. So many storylines here. Jalen Hurts gets hurt, gets a concussion in the first quarter. He is out of the game. He was 1 of 4 for 11 and 41 rushing yards, and he was out of the game. Kenny Pickett came in, 143, one touchdown, one interception. A.J. Brown still found a way to a productive day, 8 for 97 and 1. Devonta Smith, 6 for 51. Saquon Barkley, brilliant as always, 29 carries, 150 and 2. So big day for running backs across the board, but Jaden Daniels was the star, 258, 5, 5 touchdowns. Two interceptions and 81 yards on the ground. Brian Robinson, 24 yards. He also lost two fumbles, which hurt. Olamide Zaccheaus, 5 for 70 and 2. Sort of a revenge game for him, believe it or not. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 60 and 1. De'Ami Brown, 4 for 56. Big win for the Commanders, who are now 10 and 5. Eagles, 12 and 3. Hurts was out, so it's tough to put a lot into this game, but it still was a great comeback for the Commanders, 36-33. Overtime win here for the Panthers. Break up the Panthers. 4-11 now. 36-30 over the Cardinals. Bryce Young, 158, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Chuba Hubbard, fantastic on the ground. 152 rushing yards, two touchdowns. Bryce Young also 68 yards on the ground and a touchdown. So three rushing touchdowns there. Adam Thielen, 543 and one. David Moore, 2 for 39 and one. Big game for Hubbard. Big win for the Panthers. For the Arizona side, Kyler Murray still struggles, just not getting production regardless of the team he's going against. 202, 1-1. James Conner, 15 carries, 117 and 1, and 4 receptions, 49 yards. Led the Cardinals in receptions, got hurt, left the game. I believe it was late in the third quarter. Got to see his availability for next week. Kyler Murray, 8 for 63 and 1 on the ground, so he had two total touchdowns. Michael Wilson, 244. Marvin Harrison, disappointing, 4 for 39. Panthers, fourth win of the year, 4-11. Cardinals dropped to 7-8. Vikings, 27. Seahawks, 24. Vikings just keep rolling. Sam Darnold, 246 and three touchdowns, even on the road at Seattle. Very impressive. Justin Jefferson, 10, 144 and two. Jordan Addison, 535 and one. TJ Hawkinson, just 2 for 27. Aaron Jones, good, 67 yards on the ground, 3 for 26 through the air for Seattle. Geno Smith, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The turnovers are just a killer, and he does them at the worst time for Seattle. Kenneth Walker couldn't get much going, 8 for 31. Kenny McIntosh tried, 3 for 14. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 895 and 1. He had 12 targets. DK Metcalf got in the end zone, which was nice to see because he had been struggling for a while, 3 for 57 and 1. Noah Fant, 3 for 50. Seahawks, 8-7. Huge loss because now they are substantially behind the Rams here in the NFC West. Vikings win 27-24. Vikings are remarkable, 13-2 this year. What a job by Kevin O'Connell and what a job by Sam Darnold. Bills struggle with the Patriots, divisional game, but win 24-21. Josh Allen, 154, 1-1. Only ran for 30 yards on the ground, so he struggled. James Cook did well, 100 yards on the ground, one touchdown, 3 for 26 and 1 through the air. The receivers did nothing. Patriots shut them down through the air. Drake May, 261, 2-1. Also 30 yards on the ground. Ramondre Stevenson ran one in, 60 yards and a touchdown. Also had one catch for 13. Kayshon Boutte, 5 for 95 and 1. Austin Hooper, 4 for 55. Hunter Henry caught the other touchdown, 4 for 39 and 1. Pop Douglas, 4 for 30. Kendrick Bourne disappointing, 2 for 18. Bills win 24-21 over the Pats. They're now 12-3, perfect, 7-0 at home. Pats fought, but they fall to 3-12. Raiders come back to beat the Jaguars, 19-14 at home. Both teams now 3-12. Aiden O'Connell, no touchdown passes because they ran two in. One was Amir Abdullah, one was Alexander Mattison. Neither did a ton. Brock Bowers, even though he didn't find the end zone, always finds a way to get production. 11 for 99 on 13 targets. Amir Abdullah, 5 for 47. Jacoby Myers, disappointing, 2 for 41. For Jacksonville, Mac Jones, 247, one touchdown through the air. That touchdown went to Brian Thomas on a beautiful 62-yard touchdown pass. Brian Thomas, dynamic rookie, incredible rookie, really going under the radar because the Jaguars are struggling. 9 for 132 and 1. Tank Bigsby, 12-50 and 1. He got a score. Travis Etienne, not much either way. Brenton Strange came back down to earth, 2 for 22, and he lost a fumble. Raiders win 19-14, both teams now 3-12. Dolphins put away San Francisco, 29-17. Devon Achane, 120 yards, one touchdown, broke a 50-yard touchdown run late in the fourth quarter. Also caught six passes for 70 yards. Tyreek Hill, boy, this is not Tyreek Hill's year. Even with Jalen Waddle out, 3 for 29 and 1. Just brutal. Jonnu Smith, 6 for 62. On the other side, Brock Purdy, 313 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, 26 yards on the ground. They could not run the ball. Patrick Taylor was a disaster. Deebo Samuel had 25 rushing yards and 796 and 1, so he did okay. And George Kittle's a monster, 8 for 106 through the air. Juwan Jennings, 4 for 50. Dolphins win 29-17. Niners have been eliminated from the playoffs. They are now 6-9. Dolphins, 7-8. And finally, tonight on Sunday Night Football, a bad loss for the Buccaneers. Cowboys win 26-24 at home to the Buccaneers, who no longer control their destiny for the playoffs. They're going to need help from Atlanta. Cooper rushed 292, one touchdown pass to Jalen Tolbert. CeeDee Lamb, big game, even though he was hurt with his shoulder. 7-109. Brandon Cooks, 3-48. Ryan Flournoy, 3-41. Jake Ferguson, 6-40. Rico Dowdle held in check. 304, two touchdowns, one interception for Baker. But they just couldn't get away from the Cowboys. Rashad White with a terrible fumble late in the game. Mike Evans, 5-69, a little bit below where we thought. Jalen McMillan's been fantastic. Besides Brian Thomas, he's very under the radar. Jalen McMillan had a great rookie season, 5-57-1. Rashad White, 7 receptions, 51 yards. Bucky Irving, 16-68-1 on the ground. So they were solid on offense, but they just couldn't stop the Cowboys. And their chance to drive down for a game-winning field goal was stopped when White had the ball ripped out of his hand by Deron Bland. Buccaneers lose at Dallas. Bad loss, 26-24. Cowboys now 7-8. They were eliminated from the playoffs. A big win. Bucks 8-7. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We are headed to Week 17. If you are in Week 17, you're playing for a Fantasy Football Championship. Congratulations. Thank you for listening to us and supporting us. The great Jeff Ratcliffe will be back on Wednesday to give you all the insight and the key plays to bring home the championship. I'm Mike Randall, FTN Fantasy. Enjoy the game on Monday night and get ready for Week 17. Are you ready?